Begin the current daf Maseches Yevamah is daf Pei. Begin on the base again. Tes Masla. Begin with the Gemara. Keep in the Ikur B'Shem Liel. Since it's also B'Shem Liel, the Amad that he says Mishtai B'Chulu, that we also suspect for delay. Oh, so therefore it's not a problem that he's saying like Rabbi, and it's not a Das Yachid. It's more than one time saying this halach, which places. So what does the Gemara want to say? See, B'Shem Liel says that if it waits 30 days, that's not going to be a Nefil. Which we see that he says that could be it was a 7 month pregnancy and they just delayed 1 month. Now, so it's a wonder because the hashmashma from here and our sugya, it sounds like the ploy to b'shem liel that we're quoting over here is beben shemayna, is when the child is born after 8 months, where the chashav by kevel b'shem liel that if it waits after birth 30 days, kevel b'shem liel can say, oh, it's a viable child. It must have been really 7 months and it delayed in the womb another month, and below the rabban, and that is. Not like that one. Now, because Reb, it's difficult to the Reb, because the El Bachel is previously on Nefilim and Vavim Beis. Apparently, Reb Lazar, the Mila and Shabbos, have become on Haven Beis. Mashmet sounds like the Plague Yipcha. It sounds like the Machlekes is the opposite. Actually, Reb Shem Lila is the most stringent opinion. And he's more concerned for Nefil more than Rabban. And actually, Reb Stam Blood this, and that their disagreement is by a regular child. Not like this, the 8 month pregnancy. Because Reb Shem Lila, Hechad Leisha, where there his quote is saying that where there was no delay, Chashvin leisveiko, we consider it as still a doubt up until 30 days. Whereas Rabban Chashvin leibarkiyam according to Rabban, that we consider it as a viable child. So what's their machlokes? Rambam says the mashma of the Gemara, the plague without, sounds like the Gemara that they actually disagree on both points. Whether it's a ben shemayna, and then you're right, Rambam Shmuel comes out to be a leniency as long as you went through 30 days, you're not concerned as a nefil anymore. And also by a regular child, where that comes out as stringency that up until 30 days you have not yet been removed at least from the subject of nefil. And Tosha explains because you have to say that he's talking about, like our Gemara says, a benchminer, because the Tanya b'Tesefta, that we taught this in the Sefta Basa Plukta, the Rebbe Rabban Delel, after the Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanan that we mentioned before, that was talking about a benchminer. So obviously we're talking about benchminer. Now at the same time, the Gemara knew that Medikama, from the fact that the wording is called Sheshaha, whoever is last 30 days, B'Lenokah, the wording is not said Im Shaha. If he lasts 30 days. Mashmat sounds like, from the word kol, the Aslir Buya, we're coming to include stamp blood, even a regular child. That according to Shavim, the Inuitim, there is navel, the Shavim, you're not removing the category of navel only after 30 days. So therefore, you see that the Machlik is on both. According to one, it's a leniency kind of one. One case, it's a stringency. But another proof that they're talking about even regular children too. Regular births, regular pregnancies, the Sefta assigned the Muslim from Lil, the Sefta concludes in the teaching of Shem Lil, oh, she says Shanema, and how do I know my halacha? It says in the Pasuk, but do you mean Chedish Tifta? That his redemption is after he's a month old. Mashman, the Bible is down blood, there's my Sikra. What's the Pasuk to hold? About a regular child. That you see, you can only redeem after 30 days, because you have a Chashash Nafel up until 30 days. But another proof is the Emily Bolohai, Shem Shem Lil's down blood, if Shem Lil's not coming to add even regular children after 30 days, only the leniency. By the bench, mine. So my has a Rebbe. What's he adding more than what Rebbe already says? Rebbe already says it's halacha. But by katikash l'ri, but still difficult to the ri that you're saying the machlig is on these two points. How do you boil a mesiver b'lez the mila? At the end of pegah b'lez the mila on Shabbos tapkav from the bomb at Aleph, the Gemara asks, "Me plig rabban l'ed b'shem liel b'stam v'lo d'sil lo? Do the rabban disagree b'shem liel by regular child also that about the 30 day halacha?" That they hold that there's no suffix navel, although maybe not. Then again, they're real that only after 30 days are you moved from the category navel. Medakta Gemara analyzes and says, "Medami Rabbi Yehuda Mishma Halacha Kepshigum Liel." Oh, Machlal. If you're saying Halacha is like him, Machlal the Pliger, but obviously they're going to disagree, and therefore you see they disagree. So, take my Raya, what type of proof is that? Then Mishum Ben Ches Ba lifts a Kamaisa. Maybe that Rabbi Yehuda Mishma is ruling like Kepshigum Liel regarding the Ben Ches, because you're saying that the Machlal is on two points. Who said they disagree with him also regarding Stam Bladis? So Nabba Marie says no. The Kaimalahu, they knew the Shmuel b'Stam Bladis Paisa Kamaisa. They knew the Shmuel was ruling, even by regular children like him, and from the word halacha, obviously you could infer that Rabban disagree. Or you know, another approach you could say is the Al-Kachach Le B'Ben Shemayna Paisa Kamaisa. Obviously he's not going to rule like him by the Ben Shemayna. El b'Stam Bladis, and therefore must be regarding the regular children. Why? Because the Ben Shemayna ain't halacha Kamaisa. By the 8 month pregnancy, halacha is not like him. How do you know? Remember over here that he says you have to wait till 20. And that you're not removed from the category of Nefil after 30 days. But another proof that Shmuel, that by regular children, he's ruling like Shem Liel, the Ben Shemayna, the Paisik Maisa, everything is ruling like him by Ben Shemayna, have a little meme, he shows how Lacha could be Rebbe Shem Liel, who by Ben Ches, they both say the same Alacha, where it's nimrus among them, and therefore, and you're ready 30 days. Obviously, you're saying like from lil is on the other halacha of stam blavus, and therefore we know halacha machal dapli. Next test must begin with the words the gemara chebu kula, that the opinion of Rav Huna is the sign of a stress only when you have all this among the stress, then it's considered as a stress. Now, Tari says, Avagav the Marla El, although the Gemara previously has said, the Be'in Shein Lokam and Me'imoi, what's a stress? Is a stress chama. It's someone that was a congenital disease that was born from the womb like this. Now, problem is, Be'yeshimon, there's certain of these signs of stress. Shein Yechon Lehivod Mishnah, you can't know it from when the baby's born. So if you can't know it, so how do you know that you had all of them from the time of the birth? Since right away you could recognize that this child, when it urinates, does not make like an arch, and all the other signs are recognizable in their appropriate times. So the first one proves regarding the other ones that it was from birth that this disease was. It's just that it wasn't fit to be recognized right after birth, but it was there, this condition already from birth. That the halach is brought, according to a mayor, that a minor boy or girl cannot do chalitza nad yibum. Why? Cotton shamiyim to stress, cotton because he might end up turning out to be a stress. Now, says Tosfos, this is bothered. He says, what do you mean? Kishamatal mayim, when he urinates, as a little boy. But he's to keep it, makes an arch. Yachatz v'yabim, shvayel du chalitza yibum, the rabbi who according to Buddha, the rabbi asher yibukum, that he says they only consider this until you have all of them. And here you're obviously not having all of them because look how he urinates. And the film you've to call someone like even if subsequently he's going to have all the signs, and when he urinates later on, it's not going to be an arch. It doesn't make a difference. Because that means it wasn't there from birth. And so it says, don't say, oh, the ba'isa cotton, sheesh based on the stress. Who's that child that was saying that has the signs of stress? Shane Oisin Kippa, only that type of a boy. Who, yeah, doesn't arch when he urinates. That's what Kamadat Ramey was saying. No. The Bechal Duch Demashma, in all places, when we quote this teaching many times, Ramey, it sounds like the time of Shem Dechashin Lemayet, because we could turn that for a minority. And it says this would be a wonder that the Oishin Shishman Simon is just Nusim. You tell me this is the halacha, that's the boy we're talking about, that he has signs of stress when he's a minor. You tell me Ramey is still considered Chayish Ramey, that Ruben Masakna, most boys that don't urinate with arch, that they end up being healthy, but without stress, and they're not going to be stressed. That's far fetched to say. And therefore, obviously, we're talking about regular boys that he's concerned for the minority. But moreover, the Kamon Perik B'Shamay, the Gemara later on, the Kofiyadav on the base Mashba sounds like the Bechol Ketan Ma'ad B'Meir, he's talking about all boys. Kabe Yavim Katan, where we find by a minor Yavim Shabal, Yavim Gedoyla, that if he has beer with an adult Yavim, that they wait till he becomes an adult. The Kamrinan, where we say, Lehmas Nid Leker Meir, let's say, I'm Mishnah Leker Meir. But now, if a mayor was concerned, only when you have someone that's so the Mishnah should have explained the Mishnah over there that there's no Simon Yisris, because even Rameir agrees that we wouldn't be concerned. Obviously, Rameir is Cheshem Yuta, even when there's no Simon. The question is why? But you need to have all of them. And look, he urinates regularly. Bamari the Reese says, no. The Hadbi'in al-El, this that we said before, Shiba Simon Yisris Mishnah, you have to have all the signs of Yisris when the baby's born. Hainu L'chashav Vad Yisris, that's only to be considered a definitive Yisris. Of a Savik Yisris? A doubtful stress, have a ava b'shem by simon stress is even going to be, even if you did not have the simon stress. And that's where a mayor is concerned, even when we don't have the simon. Maybe it's going to be a suffix stress. Mechem pesh Rashbam, Yitzhak, so the Rashbam explains the need of them, I'm basically, but hold on, when the Gemara says, v'chid le'nold by simon stress, like, okay, let's say, there's no pubic years, but he has not yet developed the signs of being stressed. Until how long are we going to be in this limbo? Oh, it says the Gemara, Rav Shneisim, until the majority of his years, up until age 35. Pirush, I read Shneisim until the majority of a person's years. Imlo Yehavi, if he did not bring two pubic years, he did not bring the Simoni Gadz of Beisiris, so then have a Gadol only up until then, have a Gadol of Adam Estris Vadi. Then, okay, then you consider definitively adult, and you consider definitely as a stress. Of a Kaim Lechem before the Hukat, is considered as a minor. And Yeshadim Ben Teshe is like a lot of a 9-year-old. Michaf, Bad Reb Shneisim from age 20 up until the majority of his years, up until 35. Now, the Mehavi Beisaris Machavad Kaid Mereshmas. Now, if he brings two pubic years from 20 till before 35, then have a gun. Then you're an adult because you're Beisaris. But like stress, not a stress because you never brought the Simani stress. So, Taisha tells us that this, that you need to be Lokum and Me'imoy. And according to Rav Huna, that it has to be all the Simani, that's only regarding being a Vadi stress. But a Safi stress, even if you did not bring the Simani stress, as long as you did not bring Beisaris until the majority of the years, Now, if you brought in between two Saras, then you become an adult, not a Saras. When you come the majority of the years and you're not being Saras, that's a Vadi Saras and Vadi Gadol. But you could still have, up until that point, be a Suffolk Saras. Next to his master, the beginning of the Hibishte Saras and Mizakin. That he had two. If he brings two hairs in his beard, then Kulam will plead. Then Rabbuna and Rabbi Yechon, no one's going to disagree. Actually, because then you have to have all this among the Saras because he still has two hairs in his beard. So then you have to have all the signs to really be considered as a Saras. But then it's different. I'm going to say, just have to take a second look. He says, wait a second. For Leila Minan, previously we had said, Ben Esther will have Cyrus. If the Yavim is 20 and did not bring two people because Yavim will let the relatives bring proof that he's 20 and he has Simon Yisris, but wait a second. Hohevi Cyrus Kaid Mechav. But he brought here, we're talking about if someone brought hears before 20, like Chashavad Yisris, he's not considered as a definite Yisris, Apishish Bisimon Yisris, even if he has the signs of Yisris. And this is from the fact that we're saying that even if he has Simon Yisris, you have to make proof that he's 20. It was only when he was 20. Sevim Kenev, that's the case. My Kamat Sheba Kulon. So what are you saying up until when you have, everyone agrees, only when you have all the simanim, even all of them is not going to be effective. But the ha-hebi shtei saris bezaken, because you tell me he has 2 hairs in his beard. And he brings 2 hairs, so it doesn't help the simanim sris to make him as a definite sris. That was the theme of the previous thesis. So Mama Ri says, no, the saris bezaken, the hairs on the beard, ima ilan din habo shtei saris. It doesn't help for this other halacha of 2 pubic hairs. Although all other places in the body is effective. So if that's the case over here, even though he brings 2 hairs on his beard, it's like as if he didn't bring 2 Cyrus. And if he does bring all the Simon Yisris, then he will be a different than Yisris. But then as I begin to say, wait a second. Keep the Abish Cyrus was not going to be tell me about 2 hairs in his beard, then what might come? What are you saying that everyone agrees on Shabakul until you have all this among them? But like Echim and Simon Mushain Lazakan, one of the signs is that he does not have a beard. But Yisrael Zakan has a beard. So Marie says, no, the Enchash of Abosh Tesar is Lavad, Yeshle Zakim. Yes, there is a significance to 2 hairs in the beard that you would have all this among them, but that's not considered that he has a beard. Elmkin is Malazakon, only if his beard gets filled out. And therefore, you could still have all this among them. It would still be considered like you don't have a beard. Then it's going to begin to say, Hodam Perkam, the Gedush Nizimus, and Perkam, the Gedush Nizimus, the Zog, Zakan, Ishaba Saurus, a woman or a Saurus has a beard. Fish Bukhon Rashi explains, who's the Saurus? There's Chama, that he was born like this. Question is, wait a second, how do you have such a case? According to one who says that only a stress, only if you have all the signs. What do you mean? The beard itself is one of the signs. If he has a beard, then he's not a stress. And if he's a stress, then he doesn't have a beard. By Marie the Re says, they were talking about that when we say you have to have all of them, which is also that he does not have a beard, is talking about before age 20. But if he has a beard after age 20, which we already said after 20, he already became a stress. Then Vadai Imkachum, then that's not significant. That's not gonna remove him being a Swiss. You could be a Swiss with a beard if the beard came after age 20. The next test must have been the more key pligi. The Omachlik is Bishlehevi if he did not bring 2 hairs in his beard. Then the question is, do you have to have all or is one enough? Now what's bothering Tais is that's the case. So he doesn't have a beard, which is one of the signs. So what you're saying, even with one of them, he already has one of them. And if he doesn't have the sign, in other words, if he has hairs in his beard, well, then everyone agrees that you have to have all of them. So he says, yeah, but how they come? This is the coming of Yehudah, because of Achon, even with one of them, he means this sign of not having a beard. It's not that you need another one simon with this one. He means this one itself is going to be enough to be considered a stress. Says, don't wonder regarding the wording. It sounds like that each one, and we're saying, no, it's only this one with the beard. Because the Bechaya Gav Namin Me'el Tevet, we find certain similar terminology in Chulna for the Samach Vezim and Alf. Oifa Baba Simen Echad Tar. The bird comes with one sign of being kosher, it's going to be Tar. And, Bahana Mil Dlay Dars. This is only if it wasn't pounced on. Now, not being Dars is itself one of the Simon. So, Akarcha Hachim Persha, obviously what you have to say, the interpretation is, Hanamil, when we say that one Simon is going to be permitted, that's which Oisa Simon, who Dlay Dars. That's what that one Simon is, that it wasn't Dars, it wasn't pounced on. So the same thing over here, the Rebbe says for the bathroom, it means to say this simon, that he doesn't have a beard, and not referring to any of the other simonim.